Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, and this is Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, broadcasting from the Northern Rockies here in Montana. And I want to put an exclamation point on Mike Pence being a hero. And I know he's getting a lot of flack from the people, but you got to remember, Vice President Pence, the people haven't been represented in a very, very long time. We realize that we're still under national emergency that offers more options and a few more paths to Trump victory. But I'm not just speaking for myself, but for the probably thousands of alternative media voices out there today. When I started 10 years ago, there's probably in the hundreds, now it's probably in the tens of thousands. That might be a stretch, but I bet I'm not too far off. Not necessarily the actual broadcasts and programs, but or channels, but the media personalities that are out there. And I'm not trying to speak for anybody, but I know for myself, I am out of breath discussing all the election fraud. And that's basically what this is. It's no confidence in the system, and that's why the Constitution has these checks and balances. I mean, Arizona's saying that there's no illegal ballots when proof is close to 100,000, Wisconsin 221 illegal votes, Michigan 380,000 ballots or illegal votes, 95,000 confirmed, or 500, pardon me, confirmed dead, 2,100 years older, come on, 174,000 without voter registration numbers. And this is one of my favorites. The Georgia Secretary of State brings his attorney. Official authorities should be working for the people, buying and threatening all venues to curb facts and evidence from getting to the people. And he brings his attorney so he can make sure his responses are scripted. You know what that's called, folks? That's called acting. You see, January 6th, if it comes and goes without action, we are not going to be represented by anyone. And I realize, like I said a few moments ago, there are other paths to victory. But there is so much election fraud, voter fraud, it's immeasurable. President Trump easily won over 400 Electoral College votes. So going back to Pence's role, since he will not have received any certificates or votes from appointed electors as required by the Constitution, directed by the legislature in those states, and unfortunately, it's not just these seven swing states. There's California, there's Virginia, there's Iowa, there's Minnesota, there's New Mexico. There's so many states that Trump probably won just from the math that I have discussed over the air. But everybody's concentrating on these seven states, so we're going to go there just for context. So since all state legislatures essentially require in some form that their electors be appointed by honest and non-fraudulent elections. Remember, count the legal votes. Remember that? Not all votes. All the videos of ballots being going through the machines, being recounted, showing up in suitcases, showing up in trucks. Remember the ballots going from New York, Long Island to Pennsylvania, and then it was like well over 200,000 completed ballots, and all of a sudden the trailer was stolen. You can't make this stuff up. There's so much overwhelming evidence of fraud, and especially those states, it's unmeasurable. I am blue in the face talking about it. That's what I've been doing for almost 2 months, at least 2 to 3 times a week. So anyway, if that happens, the burden of proof switches to Biden and his campaign to show that the elections were not fraudulent, which good luck there. So they have to either agree on a new election by January 6th, and since our Supreme Court justices are bought and paid for cowards, they won't get involved because they didn't get involved on the Texas case. So Biden will have only 2 weeks to seek redress, and Trump Pence will win 232 to 227 of majority appointed electoral votes. And after that, assuming no honest elections occur within that time frame, and I use the term honest elections, put quotes on it, asterisks on it, and italicize it in every other font you can think of. So all remaining certificates, papers, votes would simply be opened by Vice President Pence on January 6th, handed to the congressional tellers, counted up under normal procedures, which in this case would give Trump the presidency, since Trump and Pence will have the majority of votes consistent with, as expressly required by the Constitution under Article 2, which does not require 270 electoral votes, only a majority of those appointed in this scenario. So Vice President Pence, in the alternative, as the chair, because he presides over the joint session, he's the tie-breaking vote in the Senate, he's the head of the Senate, if you will, on January 6th, can simply tear up those ballots, those votes, similar to the way Nancy Pelosi tore up Trump's speech during the State Address, the State of the Union Address. Remember that? And not accept the electoral slates from states proving elections result from fraudulent elections that violated laws passed by the state legislature in violation of Article 2, section blah, 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 blah. So keep in mind, the irony here is that Nancy Pelosi set a precedent by tearing up official papers. In acceptable behavior, because she's a Democrat and anything goes, in the House of Representatives. So again, Trump and Pence will win the majority 232 to 227. Now let's say Pence inherits William Barr's yellow spine, and he cowers out. Trump and Pence, believe it or not, would still win on a contingent vote if Pelosi forces that contingent vote. So Trump will win 26-21-2 in the House by state delegations. Remember, one state, one vote. And Pence, 52-48 in the Senate. Now, we have so many turncoats, so many people who've been bought and paid for, so many rhinos and neocons, I don't know if that alternative choice will work. We're living in very dangerous times, folks. Very dangerous. Now I'm going to go to more election/voter fraud. This is from Sidney Powell. Her account got locked with 1 million followers, and she says she has 5,000 affidavits and enough evidence to overturn the voter election fraud. Hashtag Biden concede. Do you not love, is there anybody who doesn't love and respect Sidney Powell? She is awesome. That's what an American does. That's what an American looks like. And she just released, by the way, 270-page document on massive election fraud involving foreign interference. That's what I was talking about. That's what the executive order is about. That's what the Insurrection Act of 1807 is about. Okay? Foreign interference. Okay, folks, I'm looking at the time and I'm looking at my data, and things aren't jiving. So I'm going to start shortcutting my shortcuts here. Pardon all the sidebars, but there's just so much to talk about. It's impossible not to make comments. Okay, next. Georgia election, untrustworthy and riddled with fraud. Senate committee report concludes. This is Georgia. Next. President Trump tweets Gateway Pundit video showing poll workers stuffing ballots into tabulators numerous times on elections. How many times have we seen this, folks? This is getting ridiculous. Next, Michigan AG Dana Nessel threatens lawyer who released results of forensic exam of 16 Dominion voting machines in Antrim County. Threats. This is banana republic stuff, people. When you threaten somebody is when you're desperate, when you're cornered, when you can no longer use objective facts and you're suffering with subjective emotional opinion to save your butt. Here's a good one. Woman arrested for sending threats to Wayne County Republican who refused to certify the votes. The threats included pictures of mutilated bodies. Okay, here's my disclaimer again. These are published articles in the public domain. I try to verify as much as I can. This is the real thing. I am not making up these articles. I promise. Next, Rudy Giuliani. Voting machines were programmed to give Biden somewhere between 2 and 5% advantage. These are all facts. These are proven. Next, Georgia congressman releases report claiming election workers purposefully committed ballot fraud. Next, vote Democrat gets $1,200 van spotted all over Georgia. You can't make this stuff up, people. There is nothing legal about this election. Nothing. Next, Wisconsin GOP lawmakers joined federal lawsuit to overturn fraudulent elections in swing states Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Arizona. Next, Fox News blocks attorney Matthew DiPerno from appearing on Hannity and Lou Dobbs after explosive Antrim County details. People, if everything is censorship and surveillance and threats and blackmail and bribery, we're not a country anymore. This is no rule of law. Next, mainstream media, FBI, DOJ covered up Hunter Biden investigation to help Joe Biden. Next, recount confirms Trump won Michigan County that reported a Biden win on election night. Next, Georgia's corrupt Republican leadership. See, people, it's a left-right paradigm. Anybody can be bought off. Anybody can be bribed. Anybody can be blackmailed and threatened. Now, is it mostly the Democrat Party? Absolutely, because some people think it's an ideology to eliminate the Bill of Rights and Constitution and sovereignty of the American people. So Georgia's corrupt Republican leadership gave Joe Biden win by less than 12,000 votes. You're going to love this. But yet 460,000 Dropbox ballots are still missing. This is chain of custody documentation required by law.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm just going to keep ripping out stuff, shortcutting my shortcuts, because I have too much information for the time allowed. Next, voter fraud on display. Houston ballots all have the same signature and same address. I saw the photos. This is real. Next, Dominion's anti-Trump executive Eric Coomer owns patents on adjudication process that investigators found skimmed Trump votes. You can't even make this stuff up, folks. There's so much evidence of election and voter fraud. I'm getting hoarse. My face is turning blue. This is getting ridiculous. Next, Dominion voting machines are related to Smartmatic Sequoia machines, and they do have functionality to switch votes. This is not new news. Next, Bobby Pittman reveals phantom voters, zombie voters, on how Dems have rigged nearly every election for decades. This is really serious, folks. Our sovereignty is being flushed down the toilet. This guy, Bobby Pittman, is a mathematician. He found more than 500 unique last names in Pennsylvania alone. And, quote, he is blamed on a sophisticated state actor that was able to optimize the desired outcomes. What 500 million unique names means is that there's no other relatives in that state with that last name. So these are made-up names for the most part. and over 200,000 illegal votes were certified in this state. The governor, the AG, pardon me, I told you I was going hoarse. These people should be put in jail. That's what the executive order and the Insurrection Act is about. All right, I'm running out of time. Next, IT expert Ramsland audit in Savannah, Georgia shows tabulation machines were sending results to China. I mean, this is just getting stupid now. 2 months of this stuff, and yet we're still playing this game? Next, Mo Brooks rips GOP quitters, including Never Trump or Adam Kinzinger, who are unwilling to do their homework. See, whether it be people in the Senate, Congress, lawyers, judges, the court system, the attorney generals, the whole works, these people aren't even looking at the evidence. This is why Vice President Mike Pence on January 6th, you have to stand for the rule of law with Thomas Jefferson and be a hero. You can't count on these people with the process. Too many people are bought and paid for. My God, is there anybody with a spine who gets paid from the taxpayers left? Or is everybody thinking about their own self-preservation? Unfortunately, I think we know what that answer is. But Mo Brooks, you're a hero. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Getz, Jordan. I mean, there's some really good people working their butts off. But so many people, if they're not being paid under the table, they're being blackmailed. What a shame. So many, over a million people, combat soldiers, gave their life for our freedoms and liberty. And so many of these people are also peeing on their graves. Next, evidence of foreign influence in 2020 election. Nevada Secretary of State caught sending voter data lists to Pakistan. Pakistan intelligence. You can't even make this up. I'm sorry. Next, California Secretary of State Alex Padilla to fill Kamala Harris's Senate seat after illegally funneling $35 million to a Biden-linked firm. I can't take it anymore. It's unbelievable how corrupt and how much fraud we have in this country. Next, video links Biden to Ukrainian corruption. Burisma indictments revealed ex-president Yanukovych illegally obtained $7.4 billion laundered through funds to the U.S. Democrat Party. Video links. You can't make this stuff up, folks. What the hell are we? Are we the United States of America or what?
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives overrode President Trump on Monday by rejecting his veto of a defense bill. The Democratic-controlled House voted 322-87 to override Trump's veto of the $740.5 billion bill. The National Defense Authorization Act, which includes funding for military projects and a pay raise for troops, was passed this month by the House and Senate. 1 week from today, Georgia will hold its Senate runoff elections. The two runoffs on January 5th will decide whether the Republicans continue to control the Senate or not. Republican David Perdue is against Democrat John Ossoff. The other race is between Republican Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Reverend Warnock. A Delaware computer repairman who went public with the Hunter Biden hard drive is now suing Twitter for defamation, claiming Twitter moderators unfairly branded him a hacker. The emails detailing Hunter Biden's shady overseas business dealings are reportedly now part of a federal tax probe. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The New England Patriots were thoroughly defeated by the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football, 38-9. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick gives a nod to the Bills.
Well, tonight, you know, we didn't play as well as we're capable of, and Buffalo played well. So they're certainly a better team tonight, and they, you know, were better than we were in all phases of the game. Offense, defense, special teams, playing, coaching. Fundamentals, they did a better job than we did.
Patriots quarterback Cam Newton says all he wants to do is win.
You know, it's disappointing. You know, I'm just doing what I'm asked to do, trying to be the best player for this team I could possibly be. That's what it is. And I'm just trying to do and be the best player that I could possibly be for this team. And that's what it is. It's nothing that another opposing team is doing. But I'll be the first to say that I need to get better. It starts with practice. I just want to win.
Buffalo quarterback Josh Allen broke a team record with 34 touchdown passes this season. Josh credits his success to the team.
We care about each other a lot in Buffalo. The way that we practice, the way that we work, the way that we attack each and every day and come out here and play for each other. It's a fun group to be a part of. You know, again, hats off to our front office for bringing in the guys that they've brought in. Ultimately, it's about the Jimmy and Joes and going out there and executing the game plan, and we did that tonight.
For the final week of the regular season, the Bills host the Dolphins Sunday. The Patriots will host the Jets. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheeben here sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and I'm just going to go back to more news on election/voter fraud. And the Gateway Pundit, a great website for news. They are the Detroit TGF Center is slow walking the gateway pundit request for the 3:30 a.m. footage on Joe Biden's ballot dump. No fraud there, nothing to see there, folks. Next, Senator Kelly Loeffler. Church camps disgusting, this is in quotes, child abuse allegations should disqualify Warnock. Apparently, from what I was reading, he threw urine on a boy. That needs to be verified. I only read it once. Next, Republican Gohmert sues Pence to grant the vice president the authority to save the republic from a rigged election. See, here's another hero, Representative Gohmert. This is what, and this could, it's a great alibi, Mike Pence. It's a great, I think this is very appropriate to do. You cannot count on, just because there's a national emergency and these other paths to victory, you can't count on that when so many people are bought and paid for and blackmailed. You just can't do it. Next. Alleged DOD official says illegal ballots were offloaded from a plane in Arizona, then driven to Maricopa County to rig the election. This is serious stuff if this can be verified. I only read this one place. It's really hard to believe anything anymore, folks. It's just like this RV, this so-called suicide bomber. Well, I also have proof and articles showing it's a different RV because there's different markings on both on different RVs. So this so-called narrative of the suicide bomber and the bomber found, probably somebody who they threw in that vicinity because they wanted him killed. Who knows? But why is the mayor of Nashville, with widespread cell phone outages, why are they issue civil emergency? Is this a beta test to see how people react? How come that there's an article regarding SolarWinds parent company owning data center affected by this Nashville Christmas bomb until 2015? Owned. Is that a coincidence? How come the Nashville explosion was... There's some people are saying it was a missile strike or some type of satellite, new weapon or drone new weapon, and the target was actually AT&T and the NSA hardened switch facility they call the spy hub. How do you know what to believe anymore, folks, with all this corruption? Seriously. Okay, next. Dominion Voting Machines is partly owned by Joe Brothers' brother-in-law. Now, I only read this one place. I don't know if it's true, but apparently Valerie Biden Owens, Joe Biden's sister, is married to John Owens. His brother, Kevin Owens, is the founder of Staple Street Investors, which owns Dominion Voting. Staple Street Capital is a private equity firm founded in 2009 based out of New York. And the co-founders are Stephen Owens and this guy Hooten. I'm not even going to pronounce his last name. But we need to find out if Dominion Voting Machines is partly owned by Joe Biden's brother-in-law. There's got to be thousands of reasons to stamp this election null and void. Thousands. Next. Pennsylvania's voting rolls are such a mess that even Pennsylvania can't tell courts details on how dirty they are. 800,000 inactive names on the voting rolls. I mean, come on. This is a Judicial Watch lawsuit. 800,000 inactive names? Come on, people. Next. Hidden in the 5,893-page bill that real Donald Trump anticipated to veto in a provision that nullifies the president's use of the Insurrection Act. I don't know what happened with that. That's something that needs to be looked into because the Insurrection Act should be valid. This is just a joke. I know President Trump signed it. I don't know what the specifics are behind that, but it needs to be checked. Next, in the weeks before he landed a deal with the Ukrainian gas company in 2014, Hunter Biden strategized with his business partner on how to leverage an upcoming official trip to Kiev by his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, to clinch the lucrative arrangements, according to emails obtained a year ago by the FBI. Next, Fulton County, Georgia had a 109% registration rate, more names on rolls than eligible voting age citizens. Voter rolls in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Michigan also a mess. Dirty voting rolls can mean dirty elections, you think? Next, Georgia election official who scoffed at Trump's claims says certain women use his home address to illegally vote. And it happened more than once. Next, Ron Raffensperger, the brother of Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, works for Hawaii and China. How close are they to the China government? People, if this is true, another stamp of null and void. Next, I'm not sure to begin with this vehicle. Eric Garcetti defunded the LAPD by $150 million and forcing them to protect his house from protesters. People, we need practice what you preach laws, and we need them desperately. Next, Cobb County, Georgia, voting facilities found wide open, unlocked, no one in the building, and the judge blocks voter list cleanup in two Georgia counties. So keep in mind, in Cobb County, Georgia, the facilities were wide open, unlocked, and no one in the building. So they could have swiped the computers, they could have replaced them with demo computers. This is such a scam. Next, judge blocks voter list cleanup in two Georgia counties. You're going to love this. Judge Leslie Abrams Gardner, sister of Stacey Abrams, rejected a call for her to recuse. You can't even make this stuff up. And Christopher Langdon, apparently the smartest man in the world regarding IQ, I don't know if that's the smartest, I think it needs to be a balance, but that's besides the point. He said the election was delivered for Joe Biden and was a total fraud. Next, I vouch for this. This is Patrick Byrne talking. I have seen the photographs, the computer forensics, and the IP traces back to China. To a corporation whose name has been long linked, to the Chinese Communist Party. Exam indicates Georgia tabulating machines sent results to China. This is ridiculous. Next, documents released by Ukrainian General's Prosecutor's Office reveals millions of dollars funneled to Hunter Biden and the John Kerry family. These people should be in prison, for crying out loud. Next, a new picture of the computer servers. We have it all. Apparently, this seized Skittle, the Spanish company, and servers in Frankfurt, Germany. And I don't know how to really say what this is, but it's labeled as a domino with 11 black dots and one yellow dot equals 12 servers. And four disks. Basically, this company, Lenovo, is a Chinese multinational technology company. And if you look at the software and the hardware, it says Lenovo on it. It's incorporated in Hong Kong and has global headquarters in Beijing, China, and operational headquarters in Morrisville, North Carolina, as well as the U.S. and an operational center in Singapore. Don't look there. No foreign interference at all. I'm just making all this stuff up. Yes, that's sarcasm. Next, president are way off in Pennsylvania. More ballots were cast than people voted by more than 200,000 votes. Next, They say in Nashville was an RV explosion. Well, I looked at also at a video, and could it have been doctored? Yes. But it showed the explosion actually initiating across the street, not in the RV. So police are questioning people. It was obviously to get rid of the data dump and for the Dominion voting machines, and I think the powers that be are a little worried, and that's why they did this. Next, Kathy Buchbar, she's the State Department in Pennsylvania, I believe, stated under oath. But why does oath mean anything today, folks, right? It all depends on your group, right? She stated under oath that only 10,000 ballots were received and counted past the 11-6th legal deadline, the November 6th legal deadline. Yet Pennsylvania made stealth database edits on November 23rd and December 16th, indicating over 70,000 such ballots. So how come Buchbar is not arrested for perjury? Why were these ballots allowed, people? Next. Actually, that's what I'm going to do now, folks. I'm going to switch gears a little bit because I am so blue in the face with all this evidence on election and voter fraud. I'm going to switch gears and talk about the consequences of what happens when we're politically correct, on what happens when we decide to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. What happens when nothing matters anymore? What happens when certain people demand no protection rights or restitution of the rule of law for people who are targeted and affected and replaced with runaway power, with more wealth inequality, with liability immunity, with giving free lunch to the elite, and letting us fall for more divide and conquer strategies for the sake of your group hyphen and pronoun? So I'm going to talk about those articles. I'm looking at the time. I know I'm skipping around here, but I'm running out of time, and I apologize for that. I'm going as quick as I can. Next, a taste of the future. Global elites at World Economic Forum promote fake meat using 3D printers. Now, when you use fake meat, folks, like me and Dr. Shuley talked about, there's no nutrition. There's no enzyme. There's no benefits except destroying your immune system and making you sick.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. The Chief is sitting in for Vincent Finelli. Last segment of the morning. We appreciate you being here, and listen, I feel obligated to fight for our country. That's why I'm giving out as much information as possible, you know, with all the propaganda, hoaxes, false flags out there, just like with this RV and all this disinformation, who knows what's real. But when you read these articles, you hear about negative connotations towards, oh, AR-15 rifles or 5G paranoia. Or if they have the words white supremacist in it, something like that, you can tell that a lot of these articles are basically manufactured for the reader's perception so they can sell the narrative, sway public opinion, and divide and conquer us. So keep that in mind. Okay, next article. And I'm going to rip through as many as I can here. Basically, banks just changed the rules to allow share buybacks again. I've done that when I've done my Economic 101 updates. I've done that in a lot of detail talking about stock buybacks and how it basically is a cash-in stock option to benefit the elite and the corporations, the CEOs, the executives. And it's at the expense of the little people because it basically eliminates expansion, new products, new services, research and development, and especially people and employees. And a lot of these stock buybacks are also contrived through debt. So they sell debt of these corporations, often zombie companies, to unsuspecting hedge funds, pensioners, derivatives. And I've talked about derivatives a lot, like credit default swaps. It's basically bundling papers behind behind the scenes, selling in them, reselling them. It's basically you just have a contract between two parties, and they determine what the value is of an asset, which is basically paper. It could be bonds, equities, commodities, real estate, currencies. It doesn't matter. It's a side bet. It's like betting on anything. It's like going to a casino without the free drinks. Kind of selling, like selling insurance protection hundreds of times over, and it's measured in quadrillions. I mean, quadrillion is a very serious number. So if this system ever goes down, it's just going to get very ugly. So I just wanted to mention all that. Okay, I'm running out of time here. I'm going to move. Next, last man to share a cell with pedophile Jeffrey Epstein dies from COVID. Of course he did. He probably got suicided. Doesn't matter what he died from. It's going to be COVID. And, of course, the last man that knew Jeffrey Epstein in prison was killed. Oh, I'm sorry. He died of COVID. My bad. Next, GM recalling nearly 840,000 vehicles for seat belt failures and suspension problems. If Vince Finelli's listening right now, I'm sure he's drooling and his neck is swelling from the excitement of this article. You know, who knows what it could be. Could it be to load something in your car, more tracking, computers to shut off your vehicle, listening devices? Who the heck knows today? It's just like the big banks. They're basically protected hedge funds. Today they use the people's deposits. They don't use it for making loans anymore, these big banks. They use it for... The banks use deposits as collateral to leverage everything up to gamble with it on currencies, bonds, derivatives, stock buybacks, keep the share price up, owned by Wall Street and the big banks in order to change the rules. Do you know, folks, more than 35% of our currency has been created in the U.S. ever this year, ever. Most of that was created in the last quarter of 2020. This is why M1 money is shooting through the roof, physical currency and coin. And that's why there's so much lack of confidence in the system, in commerce, in anything anymore. Because people don't get proof. Just like the voting. How can you trust anything with all these anomalies, abnormalities, irregularities? Math impossibilities, glitches, illegal votes, dead people voting. Thousands of voters with the same name and address and ballot stuffing and poll watchers being turned away. With no transparency, no signature matches, how can there be any reliability or worthiness with all this corruption? How? It's impossible. You know, affidavits, witnesses, thumb drives, internet connections, foreign intrusion, dirty voter rolls, intimidation, unsealed ballots. It's almost impossible to get validity and confidence in anything today in this country, because everybody in the institutions and the highest courts of the land have turned into cowards, traitors. They're bought and paid for, they're blackmailed, and guess who suffers? We do. Next, immigrant women now have a higher income than white males. That's right. Next, PepsiCo, IBM, Mars, Dow Chemical, Loyalist, IBM sold computer matching to the Nazi Party and CCP as well. Next, New Mexico sends stimulus checks to 15,000 illegal aliens. You're paying in New Mexico for illegal aliens. NPR lists Cardi B's song as number one. I can't even say it on the air. What? And I can't say the rest. Next, House of Representatives pass measure to decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. But don't worry, folks, because they're giving...
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.